This is KUT. 5 Austin City Council seats are up for re-election this fall, and as the race intensifies, the money being spent will increase. Over the last few weeks, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has been tackling small parts of our local campaign finance system. This week, it's something we hear a lot about on the national level, PACs, or political action committees. Here in Austin, they pretty much have free rein. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey sat down with managing editor Matt Largy to explain.
Say it with me, Matt. PACs are people too.
PACs are people too?
Great. At least when it comes to contributions. Remember, in local elections, individual donations to a campaign are capped at $350. The same is true when a PAC donates to a candidate. But then we have PAC spending in local elections. I hate to bring it up again, but when I say PAC spending in local elections, what's that bring to mind, Matt?
Uber and Lyft?
Right.
Yeah.
So PACs in local elections can spend as much as they want to support a candidate, with one exception. I'll call it, for the purposes of keeping our listeners entertained, the Ron Swanson rule. Here's a cut from the Parks and Recreation character.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people. I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
A PAC can spend as much money as they wish advocating for or against a candidate. But if it's supporting a candidate, that candidate can't be involved in any way. As Swanson says, the less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. In this case, you're also squarely within the law. Does that make sense, Matt?
Yeah, but where do they get the money?
Great question. So while candidates are limited to $350 contributions per person, PACs can collect as much as they want from people and corporations. Here's an example from the 2014 council elections. A PAC called Vote 'Em In, Vote 'Em Out spent $972 putting an ad in the Austin Chronicle about current Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo. It would require a candidate to nearly max out donations from 3 people to pay for it. The PAC, of course, spent the money independently of Tovo, but honestly, I couldn't figure out if that ad was for or against her. The less you know, the better. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.